Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Cowboys are associated with the American West, but in Hungary, there's a much older culture of men still riding the plains, herding horses, descended from Napoleonic times. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson recently traveled to Eastern Hungary and brought back this reporter's notebook.
It's breakfast time for the antsy brown horses. They tower over Janos Bordas while he slides open the rails on the corral. The Nonus, as the breed is called, rush past the 55-year-old Hungarian into a large stable. Bordas says at this time of year, the herd would normally dine on the great Hungarian plain, but heavy rains have delayed such grazing trips deep into the 300-square-mile national park. Instead, the horses eat oats piled into long troughs in the stable. Judging by their gusto, it tastes pretty good. But these horses, who are descended from a French stallion captured during the Napoleonic Wars, are soon restless. One of the horses wears a bell used to track the herd. I've come to this sparse region to learn about Hungarian culture, which Prime Minister Viktor Orban has often warned is in great danger. There's little doubt that Bordas and the 11 other Csikós, as these traditional horsemen are called, are a disappearing breed. But not because of the threats Orban claims are posed by Muslim migrants or EU officials in Brussels. The problem for these herdsmen is the modern age and its lures, says the Nonus herd manager Robert Slodek.
It's very hard work, and fewer people, especially young people, want to commit to getting up at 4 a.m. and being with the horses all day and taking care of them. So you really have to have a deep conviction to do something like this.
Their salary is low by Hungarian standards, about $600 a month. But Bordas says his decision to give up a plumbing career and become a csikós wasn't about money. He says it's hard to describe the calm he feels when he's out on the plain, breathing in fresh air and hearing only birds and horses. He is one of the few passing on the 500-year-old tradition to the next generation. His 23-year-old son, Adam, is also a csikós. And his 4-year-old grandson, Peter, is already riding his grandfather's giant gelding. But modern-day Hungarian herdsmen have more time on their hands than their ancestors, which they spend performing for tourists. Bordas puts on the traditional flowing trousers and felt hat and mounts up to demonstrate what his gelding named Csomló can do. The csikós cracks his 8-foot hand-woven whip in the air, which scares me more than Csomló. According to legend, the csikós used the sound of the whips to acclimate horses to gunfire.
Ho! Ho!
His gelding lies down on command. Legend says that's how horse and rider hid from bandits. Bordas also stands on Csomló. And he's trained his horse to sit on its hind legs. All of it looks uncomfortable, but Csomló doesn't seem to mind. Bordas says he doesn't consider these circus stunts.
What is the hardest thing you teach them?
To sit.
He says it takes up to a year to teach the horses these tricks. Soon we head back to the stable, where Bordas gets to work on grooming his charge's hooves. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News in Hortobágy, Hungary.